Hello, I'm Radiobot QRM-42 Alpha, and my humanoid superiors insist that I resist the urge to do something far more productive, and inform you that you are listening to the podcast version of Athens 441. As if you didn't know that when you clicked on the icon. Honestly.
Start the theme music.
The information to be transmitted starts as sound waves which travel through air. Here we go!
You are now tuned into Athens 441.
Now this program will be presented by
Georgia Public Broadcasting.
The forthcoming LP titled Amachi. That was Garrett Hatch bringing the heavy here on this edition of Athens 441. The name of the song is Bad Cards, and Garrett is a local singer-songwriter here in the ATH, that is Athens, Georgia, where we, that is I, Joe Silva, have been listening to him for the past few years. Looks like the rest of the record arrives on the 12th of April, so you can check out garretthatch.bandcamp.com around that time for more about that. And for more about what's going on in our world, all you have to do is stay tuned to hear new music from local heroes of Montreal and a Scottish outfit that goes by the name of Savage Mansions. We've even got a track sung entirely in Welsh from HMS Morris. Plus, author Madeline Beccaro rings in to help us celebrate the 91st birthday of Yoko Ono. And if all that wasn't enough, North Carolina-based artist Skylar Gudas recently graced us with an exclusive in-studio session that you can hear in just a bit. But first, let's make way for another song whose title could serve as a fitting replacement for the name of this show. This is Holiday Ghosts with Sublime Disconnect.
Listening to Athens 441.
There's something hiding under the ice, imitation of a sound. There's something standing behind the door. Would you like to know more? Freeform delusion, taken from the memory tapes, but not the answer to your problem, so no. I've known sad, known sad, but I've never known it sad. I've never known a sad song like it. And in my bones, on in my sub-pixelated skin, I've never known a sad song like it. There's something hiding under the ice, something's trying to rise to the sun. And something that you shouldn't say, something that shouldn't be done. There's third tier on all, and ringing in the new you alone. Watching third tier on all, oh no. I've known sad, known sad, but I've never known a sad. I've never known a sad song like it. In my bones, on in my soft pixelated skin, I've never known a sad song like it. I've known sad, known sad, but I've never known a sad. I've never known a sad song like it. But in my bones, on in my soft pixelated skin, I've never known a sad song like it.
Savage Mansion tearing up the top end of our playlist here on Athens 441. That was called The Shakes. They're from Scotland, which means if it's from Scotland and it's on Athens 441, it's probably courtesy of Lost Map Records, our fave label from the Bonnie Bonnie Kingdom. If you're unfamiliar with that outfit, we can point you at episode number 120 over at athens441.org, where we put a spotlight on the label sometime last year, I guess. Before that, you heard from Holiday Ghosts with a song called Sublime Disconnect. They are based out of Falmouth on the south coast of England. Name of the record that we should be getting before March expires is called Coat of Arms, so looking forward to that. As we are looking forward to you hearing the first of a few songs recently recorded for us by Skylar Gudas, who, as we mentioned earlier, was in town to do a show down at the Flicker Theater and was nice enough to swing by our studios with some extremely talented friends and sing into our microphones. And this is the result. This is called Fire Country.
Y'all good? Pink moon over the Palisades, chasing mailbox money up the one highway, smoking like an yams reflected in your face. I got $5 and the East Coast in my name. Fire Country. Down, 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 down.
Skylar Gudas recorded live in the studios of WUGA. That was called Fire Country. Don't think that song has had an official release yet, so happy to give you a preview of it here. We've got more from Skylar later on in the program, but right now, something brand new from Fontana Rosa.
I got up and I got it by your absence in my slip. Overwhelming in my steps. We've been loved and we've been left. I like you.
Courtesy of Howling Banana Records over in Lyon, France, I should say. That was Fontana Rosa here on Athens 441 with a song called Heartland. Looks like this is primarily the work of Paul Vervaarde. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. And friends. Comes from an album they're calling Take a Look at the Sea, which should be out somewhere towards the beginning of April. Howlingbananarecords.bandcamp.com is the place to keep tabs on that. Now, don't forget, in just a bit, we'll hear from author Madeline Baccaro, who's a great love for Yoko Ono, is going to help us set up this episode's Wayback track. But right now, check out something that's been on high rotation here at Athens 441 HQ for the past few weeks. This is Rainbow Girls.
Sometimes you find yourself with someone just for a moment. Sometimes you find yourself alone for longer than that. Stay up with new friends, you can crash on the couch now. I used to love the city, even though it's a cash cow. You find your favorite bar and hope that no one's in the joint.
Cause we're just a couple of tramps making my soul shine.
Rainbow Girls making it happen here on Athens 441 with a song called City Slickers. They are a power trio from up in NoCal, a.k.a. Northern California. It comes from album number 6 called Welcome to Whatever. Fun video for that as well that you can track down in all the usual places if you like. Right now, though, it's time for our Wayback track, and this time it comes from Yoko Ono, who just turned 91 years old recently, and author Madeline Beccaro, who wrote In Your Mind, The Infinite Universe of Yoko Ono, rang in to give us some background on quite possibly our fave track from the Grand Dame of Performance Art, which is called Walking on Thin Ice.
This is Athens 441.
That song, of course, is the one that John was obsessed with on the night before he was killed. He was playing it over and over, and Yoko said he had like a kind of a trance-like gaze on his face while he was listening to it, and she doesn't really know what he was thinking about. And it was kind of a premonition in a way. And the lyrics, that song was written, you know, prior, and John picked it out of a bunch of her tapes, and she even thought, well, why this one? And he predicted that it would be a number one hit for her, and it was many, many years later on the dance charts. But it's a very fragile song. It's about chance and risk and separation, and it's very, very eerie, but is also beautiful, just like her album that came out shortly after that, which it's not on, but Season of Glass. It would fit really well on there because it was the first album after John passed. It was her catharsis to get back into music, and she made these really incredible songs that are so hard to listen to because they're so sad, but you can't not listen to them because they're so beautiful. And then it was on radio because I was, as I said, I was working for CMJ, and college radio stations reported their playlists to us, and a lot of them were playing it in high rotation. So it was very well listened to, and I'm sure people changed their opinions of her after that.
Just a story. coastal lake. Of course it was winter when all this was ice. That's a hell of a thing to do, you know. They say the lake is as big as the ocean. I wonder if she knew about it.
From 1981, that was Yoko Ono with our Way Back track, something that got her a lot of dance floor recognition. It was called Walking on Thin Ice. Want to thank Madeline Beccaro for chiming in and teeing that up for us. Again, she wrote the book In Your Mind, The Infinite Universe of Yoko Ono, and you can find out more about that at inyourmindbook.com. Now, next up here on the program, we've got something new and hauntingly instrumental from Claire Lodge.
Thank you.
Claire Lodge here on Athens 441 with a track called A Decorated Place, Part 1. Six more parts carry on from there for this project. Don't know too much about Claire, except I think she splits her time playing these super intrepid guitar pieces between the UK and Atlanta music scenes. More about the record, however, at clairelodge.bandcamp.com. Now, next up on the program, we've got a couple more songs from our session with Skylar Gudas. Turns out both of these come from her 2020 release titled Cinema, and the first one is called Rider.
This is Rider. You ask me to be candid as you comb your errant hair. Well, what I want to whisper if my true voice is despair? Or I got too good at drinking, or I've told untowardly tales, or I've hung too close the shimmering of your mirror on the stairs. Well, I'm a free rider, I'm as free as they come, and I'll ride on free till the day. I am the hourglass where the road creeps the sky, in the trees line up to wave. Good night. I rode your motorcycle, I recall each turn we took. Your back against my body, your waist inside the crook of my arm, the only anchor on the steel, the wheels in the altar of the pavement where my blood signed the deal. I'm a free rider.
Athens, 441.
This song is called This Is Waitress. Regrets from this time, I'm a loner who loves to lay low in your arms. You can't help what it is you love. There's lipstick on my coffee cup. I write down the words that I find you in. On a napkin, the mark of your teeth, still in my stockings. You said I'm stuck on the blues. Well, they were here before you, and it's unlikely they'll be here long after you're gone. So I play along and keep my shades on. My dreams in cyan. All I wanted to do was write you a song so true it would save your life and save by the truth that set you free. But it won't free you from time. So I gave to you my troubled mind. I gave to you my apple pie. Do you forgive me for all the ways that I missed you? Did I ever not miss you in my bones and being myself? I could be no one else.
Two more tracks there from Skylar Gudas off the Cinema album, released, as we said, back in 2020. Want to thank Skylar for stretching out her schedule, coming by WGA to do that. Our thanks also go to Chessa Rich on backing vocals and synthesizer, Nick Yeager on guitar, and Matthew O'Connell for bringing the percussion elements to the table. I think there might be some new music from Skylar forthcoming in 2024. And you can find out more about that and the rest of her work at Skylar Gudas, GUDASZ.com. Now, before we completely run out of time, let's wedge in a couple more tracks into this program, starting off with this from HMS Morris.
To the wall, yeah, balls, balls to the wall.
Pryderon fel pre-copper bryfyn. Croeso bobl sy'n arwain i daros, pobl sy'n ddim yn gadael y gwaith.
the wall, yeah, balls. Balls to the wall, yeah, balls. Balls to the wall. Balls to the wall, yeah, balls to the wall.
HMS Morris with Balls comes from the album that they called A Dollar Lizard Money Zombie. And according to the bio I've got here, they've been around since, looks like 2015. And they are supported by the Cardiff-based Bubble Rap Collective. Very intriguing. So they are from Wales, and we're singing there in Welsh. So we'll look further into this. HMSMorris.com, two R's and one S in case you want to launch your own investigation. Now, next up on the program, is it possible that Of Montreal is staring at their 19th full-length album? It just can't be right. Well, in any case, here's the first single from it. It is called Young Hearts Bleed Free. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Radiobot QRM-42 Alpha, and my humanoid superiors insist that I take time away from far more important tasks to remind you that you are listening to Athens 441. One wonders how much more tragically lazy they can get.
Of Montreal, back on the Athens 441 playlist with the latest single called Young Hearts Bleed Free. New record, which is set to be called Lady on the Cusp. Won't be out, though, until mid-May, apparently. But we're keen to discover what's coming next from them. And you can discover plenty over at athens441.org, where with very little sleuthing, none actually, you can find our previous episodes or a link to the podcast version of the program if you prefer to ingest the show during a workout or your next isolation tank session. Once again, athens441.org for all of that, social links and more. Gonna part your company now, though, with a new remix that landed in our inbox from those beat merchants over at Ninja Tune Records in the UK. Looks like Haider Uppal, a DJ and producer that's new to us from Pakistan, was given the green light to go ahead and rework a track from, let me see if I can get this name right, Iqbal, sorry. It's from her Dreamer album, and this is what he managed to do with a track called Sky River. Athens 441 is a QRM production produced in Athens, Georgia for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Production facilities provided by WUGA. Our theme music is by Elf Power. To get in touch with us here at the program, visit us online at athens441.org.